It's hard being a mom. In an Associated Press article titled "A Tortured Choice in Famine," it was reported that when the three-year-old son of Fakid Nur Ami died of hunger and thirst on the road from Kenya, on the road to Kenya from Somalia, his mother could only surround his body with small dried branches to serve as a grave. She couldn't stop to mourn. There were five other children to think about. Where will I get the energy to dig up a grave for him? She asked. I was just thinking of how I can save the rest of the children. The mom in today's gospel story is trying to save her daughter. If she had been seeking help for herself, she may have given up. But there's nothing that fuels a mother's audacity more than concern for her child's well-being. She's ready to cross whatever boundaries she needs to cross, to do whatever it takes. She tries noisy and assertive, then pleading and compliant, finally clever and confrontative. Her baby is sick, and if this Jesus guy could help, by God, he will. The great faith that Jesus attributes to this mother is not only her belief in Jesus' power, but her single-minded, persistent, unrelenting commitment to making her beloved situation better and finding a way to accomplish it. Among the women of great faith whom I know are the sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet, who founded Ascension School and served here for decades. On Friday, they issued a statement in response to last week's violent events in Charlottesville, Virginia. And it's valuable for our multiracial, largely immigrant faith community. It reads in part, "As Sisters of St. Joseph, we are called to build a more unified and peaceful society. We believe mutuality can only happen when we acknowledge and deepen our understanding of racism. These recent events are symptomatic of rises in hate crimes, violence, and deep-seated racial injustice. The acts of violence on minority and racially diverse groups have been misconstrued as individual acts rather than recognizing the more historic and systemic ideology of racial hatred. We are called to profound love in action by being unifiers and reconcilers for peace, healing, and anti-racism. We denounce hatred of any kind. We recommit ourselves to nonviolence by our lifestyle, charism, action, prayer, and participation with others in challenging, dehumanizing, and violent actions. If the evidence of great faith is single-minded, persistent, and unrelenting commitment to making the situation better and finding a way to accomplish it, just how great is our faith.